Hello everyone, hello, welcome to today, welcome. This is your confidence coach, Demi Garrison, bringing you another podcast on faith inspirational coaching. Yes, that is me. For those who are just chiming in, this is your first time, I am a confidence coach. I lead women from fear, anxiety, self-doubt to awareness, strength, and confidence. That is my, your wonderful confidence coach, Demi Garrison. Yes. So I hope that, well, if this is your first time, welcome. We are so glad to have you on the podcast here on Acres Podcast. Yes, I'm so excited to have you. I created this podcast to give insight on confidence, how you can build your confidence, and to analyze those factors that are causing you to have low self-esteem and anxiety, all those related things when it comes to confidence. Okay, confidence plays a big part of your life success. Yes, it does. Confidence plays a big part of your life success. So with that being said, I have created this podcast for you to follow up and listen, to get information, get the knowledge, get the resources, how you can be your better self. Okay, yes. For those who are returning members or returning listeners, welcome back. So this segment, we're going to be talking about body image, self-image, okay, because it reflects to confidence. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and get started in a few minutes, but however, we're just going to take a time out just to take a deep breath in, take a deep breath out. Yes, just to get that fluctuation going, that spiritual going, so you can feel good, so you can inhale all the knowledge that you need to do, okay? Yes, just get that in, just calm down, relax, and all that good stuff, yes. So the month of April, I have decided to talk about self-image, okay? It came upon me because we are approaching the spring, summer, right? And many women do not, you know, have the issue. They have the issue of their self-image, you know, how people look at them, what people think they should look like, how they think they should look like. And it all plays a big part of your mental and your emotion, right? And not to least, that it also has an effect on your confidence. It does. It has an effect on your confidence. So we're going to just be talking about that. So I have, if you are part of my social group, if you follow me on Facebook, I have a business page called Faith Inspirational Coaching, and I also have a group that is called Confidence for Success Cohort. Yes. And I give my many of short lessons in the group, okay? So we talked about on Tuesday and Thursdays the topic of self-image. Yes, so I wanted to bring it to the podcast and just get it all in one whop. Yeah, so everything I talk about, those short segments on my Facebook group, I'm going to do it here on one whop on my podcast. Yes. So let's go ahead and get into it, you guys. I hope your day is going well. Mine is going fantastic, baby. Yes, it is. So body image and self-esteem starts in the mind, not in the mirror, okay? They can change the way you understand your value and your worth. A healthy body image and self-esteem are a big part of well-being. Okay? Body image is a mental and emotional. It's both the mental picture that you have of your body and the way you feel about your body when you look in the mirror, okay? Healthy body image is more simple, more than simple, tolerating what you like or do not like about yourself. A healthy body image means that you are truly accept yourself and like the way you look right now and aren't trying to change your body to fit the way you think you should look. It means recognizing the individual qualities and strengths that make you feel good about yourself beyond weight, shape, or appearance, and resisting the pressure of scribe of the myth of a perfect body, hunty. Body that you see in the media, online, or in your community. Okay, so why does body image matter? Body image matters because it directly influences your feelings, thoughts, and behaviors. If you don't like your body or a part of your body, it's hard to feel good about your whole self, right? The reverse is also true. If you don't value yourself, it's hard to notice the good things and give your body the respect it deserves, honey. Yes, so it's how you think and perceive about yourself. That is what we call, you know, self-esteem. That's how self-esteem get in that, actually, that category as well. So how you feel about yourself plays a great factor of your confidence, right? When you think negative, it always leads to more negative thinking. And this is how you can have positive thinking. Before I get into that, positive thinking will increase your self-image thoughts about yourself, your self-esteem, which enhances your confidence. Yes. So, how can you encourage a healthier body image? How can I encourage a better, healthier body image? How can that happen? Okay, first of all, you need to treat your body with respect. That's what you need to do, all right? You need to eat a well-balanced meal, exercise because it makes you feel good and strong, not as a way to control your body. Mm-mm. Notice when you judge yourself or other based on weight, shape, or size. Ask yourself, is there any other qualities you could look for when you do those things, when those thoughts come up? And also, this is what makes me feel good about myself. You know, I dress up because it makes you feel good about yourself. And clothes that fit you. Now, don't worry about the clothes that can't fit you because they're too small. Don't worry about that. You know, look good in the clothes that could fit you now, honey. Look it good. You look good, okay? And like we're going to go back to, if you had a goal to lose weight, it's okay. Go ahead and do that because, like I said, do it for a healthy, good reason, not because you want to control your body, okay? Also, find affirmations to help you feel good about yourself. Write them on a mirror, put them around you so you could keep reminding yourself, replacing those negative thoughts with positive thoughts, hunty. Also, surround yourself with positive friends and family, okay? Ones who recognize your uniqueness and like you just as you are, hunting. Of course, because, you know, as me growing up, you know, I got teased about a lot of parts of my body. I did. And, you know, I always was teased that my backside wasn't big as my, you know, family's. Actually, I'm going to be honest, I really don't have a huge backside. I really don't. But you know what? So that would make that, as growing up into adulthood, that made me feel less confident about myself. I used to hate walking in front of people. I hate, you know, because I didn't want them like, oh my gosh, she don't got no butt. You know, stuff like that. But you know what? As I got older, And I realized it's more to me than my physique. It's more to me than my shape. I have a heart, I have a mind, and that all that matters. If you can't love me or take me for what I am and how I am, okay, you don't need to be with me. I don't need to be with nobody or who just for me for my looks, first of all. If you're going to tease me, if you're a friend or something, you're going to tease me about my looks, look, okay, you must got issues going on. You must know like something on you. So you got to think, if somebody messing with you or teasing you about some part of you, a body part or shape of you, you got to realize they don't like something about themselves, okay? And stop looking at these social media girls and their body shapes, okay? Mm-hmm. Some women are blessed with some great physiques. It is what it is. But you don't need that to be accepted in the world. You do not need that. You do not need that. That is not going to stop you from doing your purpose. Your looks is not going to stop you from doing your purpose, honey. Mm-mm. Okay. So, also moving on. Now, you know, that was a little touchy subject right there, but we're going to move on, hunty. Be aware of how you talk about your body with family and friends. Do you often speak reassurance or validation from others to feel good about yourself? Do you often focus on physical appearance? Come on now. Come on. Is that what you only focusing on? All right. No, stop it. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, I was in the same boat. I was doing all this stuff, but you know what? Once I started stepping and loving myself, so was everybody around me. Okay? So, remember that everyone has challenges with their body image at times. When you talk with your friends, you might discover someone else wishes they have a feature you think is undesirable. Okay? Write a list of positive benefits of your body or features you don't like or struggle to accept. Next time, when you notice you're having negative thoughts about your body and appearance, take a minute to think about what's going on in your life. Are you feeling stressed out, anxious, or low? Are you facing challenges in other parts of your life when these negative thoughts come about? Think about what you tell your friends if they were in a similar situation, and then take your own advice. Okay? Yes, okay. Okay, be mindful of messages you hear and see in the media and how those messages inform the way people feel about the way they look. Recognize, challenge those stereotypes, okay? This is what it is, okay, y'all? And all I gotta say is we have to love ourselves. We the first ones have to love ourselves first before anybody can love us. Or we can love anybody else, okay? That is the main thing. Once you love yourself, trust me, sugar, you will be unstoppable, okay? You will be unstoppable. Just love yourself and focus on yourself. Don't focus on what others think. You should look like, or how you should look. Don't. Just keep pushing forward. Because guess what? At the end of the day, your true self is your best self. You know, your true self is your best self. Always love yourself. And that's what I tell my clients. How do you feel about yourself first? You cannot move forward with anything if you don't love yourself. Self come first before anything else. Once you put that in order, you will have the confidence you need to move forward in life to be successful. And that is the end of my podcast on self-image. I pray that you all have a good day. Until next lesson. Like I said, remember, your true self is your best self. I love you all. Be blessed. Keep your head up. And we're going to rock it out as usual.